becomes as strong as any other force between them. The energy at which this happens is about 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts. This is known as the Planck energy. In 1899, Max Planck remarked, in effect, that this is the natural unit of energy that can be calculated from a knowledge of the speed of light, the constant later named after him, and the constant in Newton's formula for gravitational force. It is striking that the Planck energy is only about 100 times larger than the energy at which the intrinsic strengths of the strong and electro-weak forces become equal, even though both of these energies are enormously larger than the energies normally encountered in elementary particle physics. The fact that these two huge energies are relatively so close suggests powerfully that the breakdown of any symmetry that unites the strong and electro-weak forces is only part of a more fundamental symmetry breaking. The breakdown of whatever symmetry relates gravitation to the other forces of nature. There may be no separate, unified theory of strong, weak, and electromagnetic forces, but only a truly unified theory that encompasses gravitation as well as the strong, weak, and electromagnetic forces. Unfortunately, the reason that gravitation is left out of the standard model is that it is very difficult to describe gravitation in the language of quantum field theory. We can simply apply the rules of quantum mechanics to the field equations of general relativity, but then we run into the old problem of infinities. For instance, if we try to calculate the probabilities for what happens in a collision of two gravitons, the particles that make up a gravitational field, we get perfectly sensible contributions from the exchange of one graviton between the colliding gravitations. But if we carry our calculations a step further and take into account the exchange of two gravitons, we begin to encounter infinite probabilities. These infinities can be cancelled if we modify Einstein's field equations by putting in a new term with an infinite constant factor that cancels the first infinity. But then when we include the exchange of three gravitons in our calculations, we encounter new infinities, which can be cancelled by adding yet more terms to the field equations and so on, until we wind up with a theory with an unlimited number of unknown constants. A theory of this sort is actually useful in calculating quantum processes at relatively low energy, where the new terms added to the field equations are negligibly small. But it loses all predictive power when we apply it to gravitational phenomena at the Planck energy. For the present, the calculation of physical processes at the Planck energy is simply beyond our reach. Of course, no one is studying processes at the Planck energy experimentally, or indeed measuring any quantum gravitational process like graviton-graviton collisions at any energy.